right from the beginning, the case of Right Honourable Dua Jaho, the sixth parliament, in the case of the current speaker, Professor Michael Kwe, there is that perception from the other side that this speaker is going to be biased towards the party that once represented in parliament. And so because of that, I think the primary duty of care of a speaker in such a situation is to make sure that at all times he or she work to dispel that. But you see, this is not the first time we are hearing this in this seventh parliament. The minority has complained several times. It's not good for the kind of arrangement that we have in parliament. And for me, the worrying part is that all of a sudden, I think the majority has forgotten. If you go back to the record and you read Honorable Osei Mensah's submission, at that time he was a minority leader. In the last days of the sixth parliament, I think it was very damning on the speaker at the time.
Let me find out. Is there or are there any control mechanisms to keep check on the speaker?
No, I think except that minority would always have to take each case as the minority leader has done. The minority has to always be vocal and ask for its rightful thing, as we are hearing from the leadership of the minority. Otherwise, I don't know whether there are any other remedies. Let's talk about the minority ones that proceedings to try and impeach the speaker. That is just political talk, because I don't know where they are going to find the numbers from. But I think that is a statement to try and embarrass the speaker and to try and compel the speaker to change ways.
Going forward, how can the House resolve to have a healthy relationship for national development?
Yes, I think we would need to work together. That one, there is no other option. Looking at this and looking at our recent history, I am just beginning to think that each time you have a speaker who was a member of parliament before, you have a lot of heightened tension. This is not backed by any solid research, but I'm just looking at the speakers that we've had before. The point I'm making is that perhaps maybe we have to revisit the issue of having former MP becoming speakers of parliament.
Executive Director of the Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Rashid Rahman, talking to Amasa Wabediako.